Radio City Talk.
The A to Z of Merseyside football.
A to Z of Merseyside football time. John joins me in the studio as always. John Keith. We've been on the letter H for ages, but there's some absolutely monstrous names that we haven't covered off. And so John's got one for us today. Morning, John.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, there's a lot of H's and still plenty to come, but has there ever been a more elegant, graceful centre-back than Alan Hansen, the first of Bob Paisley's fine treble Scotch to arrive at Anfield? Many who saw him play would say not. He was, as his former teammate Jamie Redknapp described him, a Rolls-Royce of a defender. And when Hansen reached the end of his distinguished, honour-strewn 14-year Liverpool career, which included the captaincy, he became a perceptive television pundit for 22 years, his shrewd match and player analysis a keenly anticipated feature of BBC's Match of the Day. Alan David Hansen was born in Socky, Clackmannanshire, in June 1955, and as a youngster excelled at various sports as well as football, representing Scotland at junior level in golf, volleyball and squash. But his football talents developed at Socky Juniors led him to follow in his brother John's footsteps and sign for Partick Thistle, first as an amateur and then as a professional in December 1973. He made more than 100 appearances for Partick, helping them win promotion to the Scottish Premier League as First Division champions in 1975-76, as well as gaining Scotland under-21 and under-23 recognition. A year later, Liverpool pounced to bring him to Anfield for £100,000 in May 1977, the first of Paisley's tartan triumvirate that would be completed by the captures of Kenny Dalglish 2 months later and Graham Souness the following January. The trio cost Liverpool a total of £892,000. Surely an example of football business unequalled in the game's history, even when inflation and changes in monetary value are weighed in.
Here, here.
Hansen arrived as Paisley's side were in the throes of bidding for what was then a unique treble, having already secured the league title and preparing for the FA and European Cup finals against Manchester United and Borussia Mönchengladbach respectively. Ironically, it was a big name about to leave who helped Hansen feel at home. Kevin Keegan would join Hamburg after the European clash in Rome, but made the new arrival settle in. I was 21 when I first went into that dressing room and I was meeting these superstars, Hansen recalled, but Kevin put me at ease. We spoke for about half an hour and it allowed me to settle. That would be the difference between now and then. For any young British player going into a Premier League first team dressing room today, it would be a very lonely place. Curiously, like Dalglish, Hansen had also spent an earlier trial period as a 15-year-old at Liverpool, only to return home before joining Partick. We have never claimed to be infallible, and it has to be admitted, Alan was one of the youngsters we allowed to leave after a very brief period with us, said Youth Development Officer Tom Saunders. Alan says that until he left school at 18, he enjoyed his golf more than football and had no thoughts of becoming a professional footballer. But after 10 weeks working in an insurance office, he realised that wasn't for him, and when Partick offered him part-time terms, he accepted. Liverpool, though, never let Hansen slip off their radar, and the keen eye of Chief Scout Jeff Twentyman saw him play at centre-back, sweeper and midfielder before recommending they should sign him, enthusing about his reading of the game, his control and passing. Hansen watched as his new teammates lost 2-1 at Wembley to Manchester United, but responded gloriously by lifting the European Cup with a thrilling 3-1 win in Rome over their crack German opponents. The centre-back pairing of captain Emlyn Hughes and Phil Thompson limited Hansen's first-team opportunities in his first season of 1977-78, yet he still managed 26 senior appearances, crowned by a place in the team that retained the European Cup in the season's final match. It had been a rare injury to use that had allowed Hansen to make his Liverpool debut in the 1-0 home win over Derby County in September 1977, winning media praise for his display. My late journalistic colleague Don Evans gave him 9 out of 10 in his match report in the now-defunct News of the World and reported, "The man of the match, the lad who made his debut and came off a new spy-and-cop hero, was the young Scot, Alan Hansen."
Only 9.
Should have given him a 10 on his debut.
Yeah, obviously not one of his better games, Steve. I think Don was a very hard taskmaster. He had to be superb to get 10. Anyway, Hansen also scored on his European debut that season against Dynamo Dresden. And when a pickaxe fell on his foot, provided the unkindest cut of all for Tommy Smith by ruling him out of the European Cup final against Bruges at Wembley, it meant that Hansen would play in the biggest game in the club calendar to conclude his first Liverpool season, in which they finished league runners-up to Nottingham Forest. Pre-match nerves bedeviled Hansen throughout his career, but he cites that night waiting to face Bruges at Wembley as the worst of all. "I always appeared cool, calm and collected to my teammates, but inside I would be churning up, and that night was really bad," said Hansen. "All I remember is being in the toilet for the last 20 minutes before we went out onto the pitch. When we got out there, the occasion really hit me, and I was all right after that, although I don't remember a thing about the match. Liverpool won 1-0 through a vintage ice-cool Dalglish strike to retain the European Cup. Hansen, nerves and all, would help Liverpool win it twice more in a remarkable personal honours tally that also included 8 league titles, 2 FA Cup, 4 League Cup, 5 Charity Shield and 1 Super Cup. And by the time Emlyn Hughes ended his illustrious Liverpool career with a £90,000 move to Wolves in August 1979, Hansen's quality had been established as he helped Liverpool retain the title, with he and Phil Thompson forming another formidable centre-back partnership. Later, he forged another great link at the heart of Liverpool's defence with Mark Lawrenson as Paisley's Liverpool galloped on and on into the record books. Hansen continued to collect silverware under Joe Fagan and Dalglish, playing alongside yet another centre-back partner in Gary Gillespie, captaining the side to the League and FA Cup double in 1986 and experiencing the twin horrors of Heysel and Hillsborough. After making 620 appearances, getting 14 goals, collecting 26 Scotland caps, knee problems persuaded him to retire, a decision he announced a week after Dalglish's stunning resignation as manager in March 1991, Hansen emphasising he had no wish to pursue a career in coaching or management. Their loss was TV's gain. He selected as his most memorable performance his display in the 2-0 home win over Manchester United on Boxing Day 1979. "There was only goal difference separating us at the top, and we had a game in hand," said Hansen. "I scored within a quarter of an hour with a run I started in our half before firing past Gary Bailey. But it's the greatest goal nobody has ever seen because there wasn't a camera in the ground." It was a goal that propelled Liverpool towards another title, scored by a man who, in the judgment of his genius manager Paisley, was the best. "Alan's the most skillful centre-half I've ever seen in British football," Paisley enthused. "He has such beautiful balance. When he carries the ball, he never loses control and always looks so graceful. He's a joy to watch." Well, the superlative, Steve, don't really come better than that.
No, an absolute legend. Jan Molby had one of those goals that no one ever saw for ages. Maybe a scout recorded it, I don't know. No coincidence that the honours list was that long when Alan Hansen was there. He was that good.
Absolutely.
And that instrumental. Tell us how Tommy Smith dropped a pickaxe on his foot.
Well, apparently he was clearing his garage at home in Blundell Sands, if I remember that, and it dropped on his foot, this pickaxe, and, smashed a bone. And that gave Alan his chance.
Ruled him out of the European Cup final.
Ruled him out of the European Cup final. Yeah, sad, eh? It's the unkindest cut of all, as I said.
Oh, go away. John Keith, thank you very much indeed. If you want to see some more of John's great gags and some legends as well, they're on stage at the New Brighton Floral Pavilion in a massive tribute to Bob Paisley, and that takes place in January. So check out the Floral Pavilion's website on that one. It's going to be a stunning show. A to Z of Football returns next week.
Radio City Talk. The A to Z of Merseyside Football.